Every morning in Lahore, as we drove to school, there came a point when I'd quieten and coil into myself. Jammed together with me in the back seat, my sisters went on quarrelling, poking one another with elbows, voices raised in jeers or protest. But I stared out of the window, holding myself taut as we passed the carpet seller, his rug spread over the grass embankment on the side of the road and pinned up on the trees with long nails. My favourite moment of the day was coming, and I had to be ready. If I wasn't prepared, if a kick broke my concentration or wrestling siblings knocked my head out of its line of sight, I'd miss the miracle. Because when we reached the end of that cramped road, our car dodging donkey carts and street sellers and dashing children, and turned the corner, in that instant, the world opened out. Lahore vanished around me. All I could see, stretching out for miles, were huge, empty fields. We'd crossed from city into fairy tale. And every morning, no one noticed but me. I've forgotten so much of my early life, but those fields have stayed with me. How could there be so much empty land in the middle of crowded, parched, shouting Lahore? How could anything be so deeply, achingly green? I felt that green on my skin and in my dry throat. The school playground never kept its grass more than a few days. Every year it was re-sown, optimistically, the seeds sending up dark, dusty tufts, as though Lahore might decide to change its climate. But within days the ground had baked solid and brown, under the blasting sun, and the thousands of small feet in shiny black shoes. Not those fields.